Welcome, everybody. Let me help you envision, explore, and execute your plans. This is Motivate Me, and I'm Lynette Renda. Obstacles are in our lives for a reason, but that doesn't mean you have to give up on your passion. It just means you need to get creative like Kylie Travers. Before we get started today, I just want to make sure you know you can go to motivatemepodcast.com and there you're going to find our show notes, links to all of the resources mentioned. You'll find an application to be on the show. You'll have access to our email and we can direct you to the Motivate Me Ultimate Support System Facebook page. Because nothing matters more to me than to connect with my listeners. So I hope I can do that starting right now. Ladies and gentlemen from Australia, today we have Kylie Travers. Kylie is a writer and the CEO of Ocasio, which is a social media influencer marketing company. She is also the single mom of two. So Kylie, welcome to today's show.
Thank you for having me.
Now, you know, we start the show with a quote that's meaningful to our guests. Do you have one that you'd like to share?
Yeah, my favorite quote ever is, "I am not what happened to me. I am what I choose to become," by Carl Jung.
And how do you connect with that?
I've been through a lot personally. So I've been through domestic violence and homelessness and that sort of thing. And during that time, that's what I sort of held on to. I would repeat it to myself constantly because I knew that no matter what happened, I could have whatever life I wanted. I just had to create it.
Okay. So tell everybody what your actual passion is.
Travel. Oh my gosh. I love traveling. And it has been since I was a kid. I always wanted to just travel the world and with my family, especially. I knew that I'd eventually have children and I wanted to be able to take them to every different country. Yeah. I feel pretty fortunate to be able to be doing that now.
I guess for you also is that while you were experiencing all of this darkness in your life, this passion to travel probably seemed like it was far away.
It did. I pretty much gave up at one point. I sort of figured that it was just never going to happen. I couldn't get passports for my daughters because of my ex-husband. So I had pictures of all the places I wanted to go up on my wall, but had sort of stopped hoping that I would get there. I just figured I would do it once they turned 18 and could get their passports themselves. And, you know, I'd travel alone or I'd only be able to do short business trips for a week. So it's surprising that life has changed so much now.
And how has it changed? What does life look like now for you as far as travel goes?
I get to travel a fair bit, which is really good. I went to Indonesia recently for the total solar eclipse and that was amazing. That was all done through the Indonesian tourism. My daughters still don't have passports. We're in the process of doing that and it looks like it's going to happen, which is really exciting. But yeah, I have a lot more opportunities to travel than I ever had before, even going back a couple of years. And a lot of that comes down to the work that I do. It's also the people that I surround myself with.
So how old are your girls now?
They're 7 and 8 years old.
Okay, so if this looks like it's going to happen now, then it looks like it's happening a lot faster than you thought it would.
Yes, a whole decade faster, which is just, it's amazing.
I know you said one of the things that you get to do because of your job is travel.
Yes.
Which, yeah. that was a really smart move. Did you do that intentionally?
I always wanted to incorporate travel into my career somehow, but I didn't expect it to happen the way that it has. I travel mostly for conferences. I speak at conferences and that sort of thing. And it started in 2011 where I got to do one, my first one overseas. And then each year it sort of gave me a reason to go back to that same conference and I expanded. And now that I've traveled a little bit, I'm doing travel writing and that sort of thing. So it sort of just grew into other parts of my work, which was quite exciting.
You know, I wonder if that was kind of one of the things you were supposed to be doing this whole time. Like maybe your passion for travel had to do with the fact that one of the things you're supposed to do is be a travel writer.
I think so, because it comes really naturally to me. And I have quite a few photographer friends and writer friends, and we've traveled together. And it just comes really easy. And the opportunities that have come since I've started doing this have been huge. But I know that in my marriage, it wasn't something that I would have been able to do.
Which then you have to say, I wonder why my marriage didn't last, right? Like maybe it just wasn't supposed to be. Maybe you were supposed to have your girls and you were supposed to show them the world, right? And you were supposed to write about it. And maybe that really was kind of your direction. I mean, it feels like it. Does it feel like that to you?
Yeah, I definitely feel that that's what's meant to be. My marriage was bad for numerous reasons. It was abusive and that sort of thing, but it put me on the path that I'm on now. And I think without having gone through that marriage, I wouldn't be the person I am now. I wouldn't have my daughters. I wouldn't have the life experience I do. A lot of my speaking and the connections that I've made have come because of leaving that marriage and being rather public about it. And so a lot of the opportunities that I have now are a direct result of leaving him, which sounds kind of bad, I think, in a way, but it's definitely, I feel like that was my life path.
Well, I mean, if
as life horrible is, as that time.
Well, no, but if life is here to teach us lessons, and here's the thing, because I felt that from you immediately, and I don't usually feel like that immediately. Usually this comes out in the conversations that we have, but I don't know, something just really said, if I felt like that's your purpose. And imagine how many people you're helping, if you're speaking on this topic too, and you're helping so many other people by your one experience.
Well, that's sort of how I feel. And it's interesting because when I first started with a lot of the speaking and the writing of that, it was around blogging and social media and also domestic violence and homelessness. And it's interesting that over the past probably 12 months, mostly, it's really shifted towards travel. And it's amazing that the hope that that has given so many other people. And I've had so many women contact me going, oh, you know, I left a bad relationship, or, you know, I went through this particular trauma and I didn't think that I'd ever be able to rebuild my life or go on and travel and go to the places that I've wanted to travel. And I get emails about the places that they've been and the things that they're doing. And it's just, it's wonderful to see because it's so different to what I thought I would be doing and what I sort of started doing a couple of years ago. And it just feels like this is the right place and this is the right way to do it, and that it's more effective for me to, I guess, talk about where I'm traveling and talk about what I'm doing and that, than what it is, I guess, sharing my past, if that makes sense.
No, it absolutely makes sense, because as soon as you reached out to me and touched on the fact that you were a single mom and that travel was not something that you could see for yourself, even though as much as you wanted to just a few years ago, and that you've really been able to incorporate it in your life in a way that, you know, makes you realize that you can pursue any dream. So I'm not surprised.
Yeah, absolutely.
To me, immediately it brought hope for people.
Oh, thank you.
No, I really, that's what I felt. I thought, wow, you know, like, she's a great role model for my listeners to say, no matter what you're going through right now, keep your sights set on what you love and what you want to do, because there's nobody saying that you can't, maybe just not today.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, like, I dreamt about it from when I was a kid. I had my life planned out. I was going to finish school, then I was going to go on a gap couple of years instead of just 1 year, and I was going to be a nanny, and I was going to do camp counseling in the USA and all these different things. And then I was going to come back to Australia and do uni, and then I was going to get married at maybe around 26, 27 and keep traveling with my family then and go around Australia and all of that. And obviously, it didn't work out that way. I ended up married at 19 and then divorced at 27. So it was very different to how I planned. And he wasn't big into travel either. And so I spent that whole 8 years with him going, well, I'm never really going to get to travel anywhere, and had sort of given up. But I still had that really strong desire to do it. And so I still had it there in the back of my mind and was like, oh, I'll convince him. Well, he was Polynesian. I'm like, we'll go back to, you know, where his family's from first in Tonga, and maybe that will get him to travel or something. But it never eventuated. And then being single and feeling a bit strapped for cash and thinking, oh, I'm never going to get to do it, I still had that passion. And so it was still there, and it was still something that I wanted to do. I just didn't know how I'd do it. And now that I am doing it, it's like, it's more doable than you think. It's just when you're in that situation, you feel that you can't do it. But once you move past that a bit, or you really focus on, if you really, really want to travel and that's your focus, it will happen for you. It just might not be how you imagined.
So what kind of hesitations or challenges have you had?
To begin with, it was a challenge to leave my kids. The first trip that I took in 2011 without my children was probably the hardest and one of my biggest challenges, because I was leaving them behind and they were so young. So they were only like 2 and 3 at the time, and they didn't really understand. And I was gone for 11 days, I think, that one. And I couldn't really Skype them because they didn't understand what was going on. And I think that for me has been one of the big challenges. Then the next one was my ex-husband and getting permission to travel with the children and issues through court and that sort of thing. So that was quite a large challenge. And now we're doing the passports. So he refused to let us get the passports for quite some time. And then I got really sick. So last year I was actually paralyzed and had a cancer scare and that sort of thing. So that obviously halted travel for a bit. And it also meant that I couldn't pursue getting the passports. So yeah, I would say those have been my biggest challenges, my ex-husband and my kids. Missing them, like, I really missed them when I travel.
I think those are some pretty serious challenges you had to face. I think you've had a lot I think you've had a lot of good challenges going on. But you know what, though? You also sound extremely strong.
Thank you. I think part of that's because of the way I was raised. Like, you just have to face whatever it is and deal with it. No, that's not saying that I have always been that great. I have had depression quite severely and been on antidepressants and that sort of thing before. But at the same time, I guess I've had my daughters for the last, you know, 7 or 8 years to really motivate me to go after my goals and to show them that example. So no matter what sort of happened in my life, I felt like I needed to show them that they could overcome anything and that they could still create the life that they wanted.
Well, and I also think that I absolutely get the fact that you miss your kids when you travel, but I do think that is healthy for the kids, depending on, of course, who they're staying with while you're away, to become independent themselves. And I think you're being a great role model to your daughters to say, if this is something you want to pursue, that you can pursue whatever is important to you, you know, just like mom does.
Yeah, and we've actually had those sort of discussions. My girls, I'm very open with my girls, and they know that whatever they ask me, I'll answer honestly. And we've had some really interesting discussions around that, around me pursuing what I want to do. And they've actually really enjoyed it. So the trip I took to Indonesia, I felt really bad because there was not a lot of internet connection where I was, so I couldn't always contact them. And there was 3 days, I think, in there where I had no idea if everything was all right. And then I got a message saying, oh, this just happened. And then everything cut out. So I had no idea after that what was happening. And then I get home and they're like, we had the best time. And they'd gone fishing. They learned to catch and kill and like gut their own fish. They'd seen all a variety of marine life. They'd studied different things. They'd been in a couple of different states whilst we were gone. This was all with my best friend, because her and her mum are amazingly supportive. They're so good. They take care of my kids for me when I need to travel and that sort of thing, which is fantastic. But yeah, they'd had an amazing time and they're like, yeah, you should go again. And I'm like, okay.
Exactly. And here it's fun for them.
Yeah, it is. And I think it's been good in a way too, because at times they've stayed with different siblings of mine. I'm one of 9 children, so there's a few different families that they've stayed with and that sort of thing. And seeing how different families work, and they'll come home and they're like, oh, mom, auntie does things this way, or, you know, uncle goes to work. And that's the other thing, because in our family, I work from home. The concept of going out to work to them was so foreign. And so seeing how different people work and how different families are, it's been really good for them, I think. And they're quite understanding with pretty much everything in every situation, and they don't tend to judge as much. Their age, I was a lot more judgmental than they are. So I think it does help them, me having my own stuff.
So what do you think you've learned about yourself?
Well, I think I'm a lot more resilient than I ever thought I was. I know as a teenager, I struggled a lot. And as a young married woman, I struggled a lot with my self-esteem and my self-image, and pursuing my passions was a big thing for me. I also found it really hard to stand up for myself, I guess, and go after what I wanted. And so travel really opened that up for me. I know the 2011 conference that I went to and the people that I met there totally changed my life. I was just like, I want to travel more. I want to do this. This should be my life. Yeah, so I think I learned exactly what I wanted in life and that it's okay to go after it. I was raised Mormon, and so I was taught from a young age that you grow up, you get married young, you have children, you're a stay-at-home mom, you tend not to do a whole lot. And it's not that my mom didn't have an amazing life. She had an amazing life, and she had only ever wanted to be a mom. That was what she wanted to do, and she was really happy when she passed away. But I always wanted more. But I felt when I was married and within the Mormon church that I couldn't pursue any of that without feeling extremely guilty. So once I left and started pursuing my dreams and traveling and creating the life that I wanted for my daughters and I, and being the example that I wanted for them, the whole world just opened up and I overcame a lot of issues. Like, I didn't have depression issues anymore because I was doing what was right for me. And I think that shone through in my parenting and every other aspect of my life.
I think that you are probably being a phenomenal role model for your daughters by doing that. I really do believe that.
Oh, so, thank you.
You're welcome. So when we talk about travel and, you know, these things that kind of really have turned your life around and made your world more exciting, do you have a book that you could recommend for everybody?
Not specifically for travel, but a book I recommend everybody reads is The Richest Man in Babylon. And the reason being, it's so basic with your financial principles, because if you get your finances in order, travel's no obstacle. Like, there's no obstacle that can really stop you from doing it. But I think the biggest one for a lot of people is their finances. And so The Richest Man in
Babylon, I know everybody I know that I've recommended it to, they're like, oh, it just makes sense. And it's just really easy to get that part of your life in order to enable you to travel.
Okay, so Motivate Me Express to Success, 60-second responses here. We're talking about travel, but we're also talking about really pursuing your childhood dream. So I always say in order for people to act, they need to envision whatever it is for themselves, like kind of sit in it and really picture themselves doing it, explore what it would take, and then execute a plan. So for what we're discussing, what should people envision if they want to do this?
So one of the things I did was I cut out pictures of the places that I wanted to travel, but they had a picture of a person in the middle of them. And I would sit in front of them and visualize myself as that person, that that was me walking across the Grand Canyon or climbing the Sydney Harbour Bridge, and really focus on it. And so that meant that every time I saw that picture, it was me. It wasn't a model standing there. That was me standing on the edge of that. And that was me traveling.
And you have brought that to fruition.
Yeah.
That's exactly what they say to do. Think about it, envision it, picture it, and it will happen. So how did you then explore this for yourself?
It was actually really hard. So I had all the pictures and I wanted to do it. And I looked at conferences that I could attend for work. And that's where it sort of really started. And then once I was attending these conferences, I thought, well, I could write about the cities that I'm going to. And that led to more opportunities. And it was just a matter of, I guess, deciding that that's what I wanted to do and looking at every possible way to make it happen.
Now, who do you write for?
I write for a bunch of different websites, so it's dependent on who wants articles at the time. I'll pitch them generally after I've done a trip or just before I'm doing a trip. But I've also own a bunch of my own websites, so sometimes I'll just write on my own websites. Otherwise, there's a couple of UK newspapers. There's some that I've done for Australian ones, or otherwise there's a few blogs that I've written for as well.
Okay, so to execute a plan then, they've envisioned it, they explored how they could get this travel going and even at somebody else's expense by doing it through work. So to execute that plan.
I get really specific with my goals. So I do SMART goals, specific, measurable, attainable, realistic, and time-bound. So I write them down. And by writing them down, your goals in that way, it actually gives you a bit of a plan. And then I write the plan and it's a step-by-step action of everything that I need to do to get where I want to be. And sometimes it's really tiny, tiny steps, such as call this person or email this person. But I go through it and then every day commit to doing at least three of those things. And then it just flows on and gradually you will get to where you want to be.
Okay. So closing advice for everybody.
I guess my final thoughts would be that no matter what happens in your life, you can create the life that you want. And if you want to travel, you can do it. It's just working out how you're going to be able to do it and then executing it. And also always be open to opportunities. Another one of my favorite quotes is, luck is where opportunity meets preparation. And I'm a big believer of if you set the goals and start your plan in action, while it might not always go exactly as you plan, so many opportunities will present themselves if you're prepared to jump on them when they come.
Okay. I'm a firm believer in the same. So if somebody wants to reach out to you, I would like to make you a part of our private Facebook group, which is Motivate Me Ultimate Support System.
Yeah, sure.
But how else can people get in touch with you?
Facebook's generally actually the best way. I do have a website, which is www.kylietravis.com.au. But yeah, Facebook tends to be the best way. If you look me up on Facebook, I've got a Facebook page and you can message me through there. And I tend to respond quicker on there than I do with email, which is kind of dodgy, but that's just how I am.
All right. Well, you know what? I want to thank you so much for coming on the show, Kylie. It was really great getting to know you here.
Thank you for having me.
So we're going to give everybody a go do. What do you think they should go do right now to start getting some travel or whatever their passion is into their life?
Go get travel magazines. So go down to the travel agents, get some magazines for where you want to go, cut out the pictures and stick them up. That's where you're going.
Okay. I love it. I believe that you're doing it, everybody. And if you like to write, go ahead and do some writing when you get back and see what you can do with that. And if you have questions about it, feel free to reach out to Kylie here and we'll have all of her contact information in the show notes as well. That's it. Please remember, you motivate me. I'm Lynette Renda.